Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Phillips. Batting third. The left fielder, John Milner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Torre. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Vail. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Roy Steger. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Leo Foster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nino Espinosa. Pitching for the New York Mets, Nino Espinosa. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting second. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Parker. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting seventh. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mario Mendoza. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doc Medich. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Doc Medich. And now, play ball. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Parker who is chasing the ball. Phillips reaches third base with a triple. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Phillips tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Steger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steger hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stennett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nino Espinosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinosa hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker strikes out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Staker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bill Robinson now playing left field. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0-for-1 in the game. Manguel is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Espinosa fields it and throws to first for the out. Dyer moves to second. One out. Doc Medich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medich strikes out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-1 in the game. Stennett hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail is 0-for-1 in the game. Vail hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vail moves to second. Roy Staker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Dyer for a passed ball. Vail moves to third. Roy Staker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staker is 0-for-1 in the game. Staker hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vail tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Mets. Leo Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner hits a pop-up towards first. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Nino Espinosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinosa is 0 for 1 in the game. Espinosa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0 for 2 in the game. Manguel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dyer hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 0 for 1 in the game. Mendoza strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kirkpatrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Torre hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Doc Medich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medich is 0 for 1 in the game. Medich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 2 in the game. Stennett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips catches it and throws to first to double up Medich. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hebner takes first base on ball 4. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hebner moves to third. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 2 in the game. Parker takes first base on ball 4. Oliver moves to second. Bob Apodaca now pitching. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Staker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy Staker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staker is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Staker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Medich fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Apodaca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Apodaca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball 4. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dyer hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Stargell pinch hits for Mario Mendoza. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Robertson pinch hits for Doc Medich. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares now playing shortstop. Kent Tekulve now pitching. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0 for 3 in the game. Manghul strikes out. One out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4 to nothing, Mets. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Torre strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vail hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tekulve fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 3 in the game. Stennett hits a fly ball into right field. Vail settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hebner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vail. Hebner reaches second base with a double. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hebner moves to third. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Parker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Milner. Parker reaches second base with a double. Hebner scores. It's 4-1, Mets. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hodges hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Staker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staker is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Staker strikes out. Two outs. Leo Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 3 in the game. Foster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirkpatrick moves to second. Ed Ott pinch hits for Frank Tavares. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. Kirkpatrick moves to third. One out. Tommy Helms pinch hits for Kent Tekulve. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms takes first base on ball 4. Ott moves to second. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 4 in the game. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. Kirkpatrick scores. Ott moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Mets. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hebner hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 2. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.